Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
All right, I look at all things to do with investing and ways of maximizing your money. Today, we're going to take a look at a voluntary account that offers you income tax benefits and which helps you maximize your retirement funds. You can also invest with the money that you put into this account. It is called the SRS account. We love our acronyms here in Singapore, right? It is part of the Supplementary Retirement Scheme. Now, as we come to the end of the year, it is a very good time to take stock of this account if you are Singaporean or PR, and we'll explain why. Also, we'll look at why topping up just $1 to your SRS account today can ensure that you can withdraw your funds in this account earlier at age 62 instead of age 65. Okay, we're going to find out why with Alex Ang. He's just 35 years old this year, and he's one of the youngest financial advisors to be made associate director at IPFA, IPPFA. And Alex specializes in investment and wealth accumulation, and he is motivated by wanting to help young couples reach not only their short-term financial goals, but to create for themselves a roadmap so that they can achieve those larger goals like retirement planning. So Alex joins us to help understand the SRS Supplementary Retirement Scheme and how you can maximize your contributions to it. Alex, good morning.
Hi, Michelle. Good morning.
So tell me, where did this interest in the SRS scheme come from?
Oh, this SRS scheme from, as in the interest of this SRS scheme?
Yeah, your personal interest in it.
Oh, okay. So basically, it's when... for myself, I earned a certain number of income already, and thereafter, I felt that my income tax get more and more. So I try to find ways to reduce it legally.
Ah.
So that's how I start to read about SRS.
Okay, so you became a high income earner and then decided you wanted to get, you know, savvy about what exists out there for reducing your income tax burden. So understand it. So help us understand, what is the Supplementary Retirement Scheme, SRS, and why do my listeners have to be aware of 31st December as an important cutoff date?
Okay, so basically SRS, right, is very commonly heard and read, but rarely people pay a lot of attention to it. It always falls within this December festive season timing like Christmas and Jan party. So exactly what is SRS? It's an initiative from our Singapore government which aims to provide more options for retirement savings. So it's purely voluntary schemes to encourage individuals to save more for retirement over and above our CPF monies. So with regards to the 31st December cutoff date, is because our SRS contribution can be claimed as tax relief for this year of 2020, and is being deductible in the year of 2021.
Okay, so if you want your tax relief to kick in from next year, then you want to be mindful of the number of days you have before December 31st to contribute to your supplementary retirement schemes. Okay, but the question is, how much do I have to contribute to be able to reap some benefits? Do you have some tips on how to maximize this SRS account if people have never, ever opened one?
Yes, yes, of course. I have 4 tips for you today.
Great.
So firstly, SRS can help us to boost our retirement savings in our golden years. Then, secondly, we can get to enjoy our tax savings for every single dollar saved inside this account. Thirdly, unlike our CPF money, in this SRS, we have the flexibility to withdraw the funds when we have to put inside whenever we want to. And lastly, is the freedom to put our SRS funds into investment. Best of all, these investment gains will be tax-free.
Okay, so contributions to the SRS are eligible for tax relief. Is it above a certain amount or every single dollar that you put in?
Oh, every single dollar we put in is tax relief.
Okay, and how does it help me save for retirement over and above my CPF savings? What is the interest like?
In the SRS account?
Yeah.
Oh, the SRS account, it only gives like the normal bank savings interest of 0.05.
Okay, so mainly I'm looking at it for attractive tax benefits.
Yeah, and to use this as investment as well.
Okay. Is there a cap on my personal income tax relief?
For SRS, there's a cap of $15,300 a year.
$15,300?
Yeah, for SRS account.
For the SRS account.
Yeah.
Okay. In my introduction, I mentioned to people that maybe they want to think about topping up at least a dollar today in their SRS accounts, because I mentioned to them, I teased them that, you know, if you did that, you would be able to withdraw money from your funds earlier at 62 instead of 65. Can you help us understand why?
Okay. So let's say, example, if someone want to start this dollar account today, they can do so, and they should do so, because a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step in the right direction. You see. Yeah. So we always advocate our clients to plan for their retirement as early as possible. So SRS is like the form of disciplined savings where we can stash away our money aside so that we can get access nearing our retirement age.
Also, if you contribute $1 to your SRS account today, this means that you'll be able to withdraw your funds. You made it within the time period where you can take your funds out at 62, not 65, because bear in mind, your retirement age is going to increase by law by 2030. So that's the rationale for topping up at least a dollar into your SRS account today. So why should people top up the maximum? It's $15,300 for Singaporeans and PRs, right, in terms of the tax savings that they can have by contributing to their SRS accounts. Why do you think they should, top up to the max?
Okay, because in Singapore, right, we have a progressive income tax system, which means the more we earn, the more tax we have to pay. So with this maximum of $15,300 top-up line, we possibly can lower our income tax tier, which results in significant tax savings.
But don't forget, at the start you mentioned that it's an account that you can put money in and that you can withdraw from, but there are penalties for early withdrawals, right?
Yeah, so for now, right, the government has set the retirement age as of now at 62. So any withdrawal prior to 62, right, will attract some form of penalties.
Yeah, I understand it's a 5% penalty.
Yeah, it's a 5% penalty.
So basically, only put in money in this account for the tax savings if you can afford it and you don't plan to draw on it, right?
Yeah, in a way, yes.
Yeah, because it makes sense. And you want to maybe, and the money that you withdraw is then taxable, right?
Yeah, it's taxable.
Yep, 100%. So be very careful with the planning for your SRS. So let's talk about investing and what the SRS account, what can you put your money to?
Okay, so there are some tools available in the market. So there's government-approved instruments such as blue chip stocks, the Singapore Savings Bond, unit trusts, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, and insurance policies, which are being approved by SRS as well.
So how would I know what I can invest in? Is there a site that I go to? Is that linked with CPF?
There's not exactly a site to show exactly what are the single product out there, but it has usually, example for funds, right? They'll write there that is CPF or SRS approved.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. So look out for... so it's quite a range, isn't it, of things that you can invest with?
Yeah, it's quite a range.
Yeah. Would I be able to invest with a robo-advisor, for example, in terms of my investment options?
Yeah, you can. Based on the SRS website, there's robo-advisor out there which clients can park their money in. But to take note, not all robo-advisor funds are being approved by SRS. That's right. The only thing that, clients need to take note of.
Okay. So do you invest with your SRS?
Yeah, I did.
You have? Okay. Since you opened your account?
Oh, since when I opened my account?
No, have you started investing since pretty much the moment you opened your SRS account, or is this something that you did a little later on?
A bit later on. So I only start investing after 1 year I start my SRS account.
Okay, so what was the rationale then for you?
Oh, because when I open, right, mm-hmm. it's purely for tax deduction.
Right.
So I didn't know that it only attracts 0.05% interest.
Right, that's not very much.
Yeah.
So then you wanted to make your money work harder.
Yeah, exactly. So I ponder about this for a year. Like what are the options out there?
Can you share some real examples, your clients, people you've met, that help us understand the kind of projected returns that people could be looking at?
Okay, so I did one recently. So basically, I have a client, right, that asked me, hey, should I park this money into ETF, like STI tracker, or should I park it into like endowment account? Like which one give me a better return?
Okay.
So I did track back, like for STI, right, back in 1988. So it's trading at about 850 points back then.
Wow.
So as of today, right, STI is trading at about 2,800 points.
Yep,
so
you're right.
So based on compounding interest, right, it's roughly trading at 3.8% per annum of interest from 1988 to today, over a period of 32 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so as compared to like a good endowments plan out there in the market, which SRS approved, it yields potentially about 4% compounded a year.
So your view on the an ETF tracker, an ETF that would track the STI then?
So end of the day for myself, I did choose the endowment for myself.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that. How would one be drawing down on their investment earnings with the SRS?
Okay, so it's just like any average investment tools in the market, which you can choose to sell off the investment and the proceeds will go back to your SRS account.
Okay. You can choose to withdraw it and the proceeds go back into your
SRS account.
Oh, you can just leave it, right? Because you've invested.
Yeah.
Is it automatic that it gets ported over? Yes, it would be.
Yeah, it will be.
As in, how can I draw down on my investment earnings, as in remove it from the SRS account? What would I be... Would I be able to do that?
Oh, you'll be able to do that. But just to take note, there's a 5% penalty if you choose to withdraw before the age of 62 for now.
Right. Yeah. Are there any drawbacks, in your opinion, to this SRS account? Any downsides?
Okay. I think this account on general is quite good. But the only downside, right, is if I put my money in and I wish to withdraw like before the age of 62. So that will be one of the biggest downside to this account.
Okay. Well, thanks, Alex, for joining us. Any other money tips you want to share with us just generally that you've been, sharing with your customers?
Yeah. So the only thing to take note for this personal tax relief, right, there's 80,000 to it. There's a cap to it. So anything that... people put more into this will not attract any tax relief. So that's one of the tips for this SRS account.
All right. We've been talking about the Supplementary Retirement Scheme. It's a voluntary scheme meant to encourage us all to save for retirement over and above our CPF savings. And you just heard about how contributions are eligible for tax relief contributions to the SRS. My guest this morning was Alex Ang, Senior Financial Services Manager, CHFC.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.